White supremacist James Fields showed no emotion as people testified about the trauma he caused by speeding down a narrow street clogged with counter-protesters. Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Ryan Kelly testified he'd never seen a vehicle go so fast in that area. And even after bodies began flying, he saw no sign that the driver hit his brakes. 38-year-old Star Peterson said she suffered two broken legs and several spinal fractures, forcing her to have five surgeries. Before the trial, she told us she was unable to take care of herself for more than 3 months.
I was in a back brace, and so I couldn't get out of bed without putting the back brace on, but I couldn't put the back brace on by myself, so it just wasn't possible to live independently.
Tay Washington recalled being stuck in her car as counter-protesters marched up 4th Street. An African-American, she was heartened by the show of anti-racist sentiment. But when Fields' car hit her from behind, she was traumatized by a body flying onto the hood of her vehicle. Lizette Short was also trapped in her minivan, first by white supremacists who caused her to roll up her windows, and then by counter-protesters who prompted her to roll them back down. They were chanting Black Lives Matter and other positive things, she recalled. When she stepped out to take pictures, however, her van was hit from behind and she ended up on the hood with a head injury. In Charlottesville, I'm Sandy Houseman.